What was it about Nancy Wilson that you think made her so special?
Well, she was a mix of a few different things, but she always said, I'm not a jazz singer, I'm a song stylist. And she really concentrated on the lyrics, but she was such a good musician. She always had a great approach to it. I loved her phrasing as a singer. And also, I was with her over 5 years, and sometimes she'd get a cold or whatever. She always sounded great. She was never out of tune. She had perfect intonation and just a great feel. And I think that she was a combination of sort of a dramatist, and she was dramatic and an actor with songs, and yet a really, really great jazz musician. So I think she was a great combination.
We're speaking with Michael Wolfe here on the WBGO Journal on the passing of Nancy Wilson. Give us a story about the two of you that that you can share that our audience would enjoy about something personal, maybe.
Well, later on, after I left playing with Nancy, we still stayed really good friends. And she'd come to New York and play at the Blue Note. I would go and sit in with her, and we would hang out. We'd talk on the phone. We kept in touch. And when my wife wrote a movie called The Naked Brothers Band, starring my kids who were 6 and 9 at the time, I thought it would be great to have Nancy Wilson for the credits sing one of my son Nat Wolf's songs called Crazy Car. I just had this idea that it would be great to have Nancy do it. So I called her and asked her if she would do it. She said, sure. And she came, and we went to a great studio in L.A., and we had a video camera. You know, we had a movie camera, and we audio recorded at the same time. It was all live with John B. Williams on bass and Roy McCurdy drums. And we recorded this song, and my oldest son, who was 9 at the time, wasn't there for some reason. I guess he was in school or something. But my 6-year-old Alex was there, and he listened to Nancy sing, and she changed one of the words because there was something about, I want you to be my woman, and she said, I want you to be my man. And Alex went up to her and said, Nancy, you sang the wrong lyric. And she said, no, that's the way I want to sing it. And she was really, really sweet to do that.
She was all about family, too, wasn't she? She loved her grandchildren and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, she always talked about her kids. I think I was just talking with Deborah Hall last night, Hall Levy, who was John Levy's wife and her manager, and we were just saying her son, Casey, has been living with her and taking care of her for quite a few years now. But she always inquired about my kids and how are they doing? How are the boys? How are my boys? That's what she'd say. How are my boys? You know, they started being in movies, and she'd go watch their movies. And she was all about her family. I remember whenever we'd play in the Ohio area, Cleveland, and, you know, where she was from, there'd be millions of people there. And she had daughters and I think four grandkids. Yeah, she was all about family.
What was your favorite song that she would sing while you would play for her?
We used to do Teach Me Tonight, and we recorded that on a trio album called At My Best. And I loved doing it. We really had kind of a duet thing. The bass player, John B. Williams, would walk a really slow line, and she would start out. And then I would come in with single notes, and then I'd do a real cool solo. You know, we just had a really good rapport. And I remember we played it at Carnegie Hall once. I think it was Carnegie Hall. And she was started to go, you know, did you say I've got a lot to learn? And then somebody, you know, teach me tonight. And somebody from the crowd yells, you get straight A's from me, baby. So that was a really fun song. And I loved playing with her. I mean, we did Save Your Love for Me. We did so many great songs, you know, that I thought were great. You know, Sleeping Bee. It was a great, great repertoire. But I particularly love the bluesy stuff that she did.
How do you compare her to, you know, some of the greats of this music?
I think she was as great a singer as anyone. I mean, I know she was, because she got she was commercial success at one point. I think in 1964, early 60s, she was like the number one singer overall, and she really had a commercial career. But I think as an artist, she was as great as anyone. I know that, you know, there were a lot of people like Sinatra. Frank Sinatra loved to come here, and his guy, Jilly, Rizzo, and, you know, all these different people would come. And we did some stuff with Tony Bennett, and he loved her. And I think everybody in the business who is a real artist appreciated her. I think she was as great as anybody. And I loved her. I loved her style. And I was so happy that I got to play with her, because when I was a teenager, I heard her at the Oakland Coliseum, I think the Oakland Jazz Festival or somewhere, and she was just amazing, you know, in front of a huge amount of people. And I thought, God, if I could ever get to play with her, that would be a thrill. So playing with her every night was a thrill, and I know that she was on that level of all the greatest singers, whether it was Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan or anybody like that.
What an experience it has to be for someone like you, going through the story that you just talked about, where you see somebody perform and you say, boy, I'd love to perform with that person, and it comes true. What, I mean, what kind of feeling the first time that you played with her? What went through your body?
Well, you know, I had the same thing. When I was 16 years old, I went to the Berklee Jazz Festival, and I saw Cannonball Adderley playing there, and I was with my girlfriend, high school girlfriend, Michelle. I said, God, I hope I get a chance to play with him. She said, one day you will. And, you know, I got a chance to play with Cannonball when I was just a few years later when I was 22 years old at the Greek Theater. I'll never forget that. So, you know, those kind of experiences are great. And they're kind of like surrealistic in a way. But by the time I played with Nancy, I had played with so many musicians and been in New York and everything. I mean, it was a different job, and I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, you know, what it would entail. Because I guess when I was watching her when I was a kid, I thought it was always just playing piano with her. But when I got the job, I realized it was really a lot of responsibility and a much different, you know, musical director job. So it was a mix. I mean, it was intimidating. I mean, when I got the job, they flew me to Kansas City, and she was performing with the Kansas City Symphony. And so I sat on the stage and took notes, and I looked at all the music, and then I taped it on my little cassette tape recorder, and then I went home and I learned the music. And then the first gig we did was at the Cherry Hill Inn in New Jersey with a big band, had a really big string section, and I had to conduct it. I'd never conducted, so it was quite a challenge for me. But once I got that under my belt and figured that out, and, you know, it took me about 2 years, I think, to really get good at accompanying her, and she just waited for me to figure it out. Once that all came together, then it was just really easy and really sweet.
Anything else you'd like to add about Nancy Wilson that we should know?
I just think that she was one of the great artists. She was a really, really fun person to hang out with. You know, she loved to play pinochle and cards, and, you know, would we be on the road? She was a voracious reader. And of course, this is before the Kindle or anything like that. This isn't the you know, when I joined her, I guess, was 78 through 82. So she had a huge bag that she would carry, and it would just be full of hardback books. And, you know, rarely would she come and eat dinner with the guys. You know, we would all hang out at night and go to the bar or go out to dinner or whatever. We do stuff in the day. She would stay in her room and read books. And I was a voracious reader, so she'd just give me the books after she finished them. And then we'd discuss the books on the drives. But we had to drive between cities. So she was a really interesting person. I'm so, so sad. I was really sad to hear about Nancy passing. I really loved her, and she was a lovely person. And I'm just glad that we all got to hear her music, and, you know, we have all the records and the CDs and everything. Thank you for asking me to talk about her.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks so much.